Luigi Spearmint Chewing Gum invites you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America, in offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields. Folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad too that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, all over America from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, all the kids are staying in school. That's to keep them busy, and it gives their mom enough time to buy a new hat. Oh, it's a wonderful, Mamma Mia. The schools that they got here. Till you're 16, you go to public school. First is a grammar school. Then when you grow high, is a high school. Then if you're smart, you go to college. Even if you're stupid, you can go to college. There they teach you French, Spanish, Latin, and Greek. And you can be stupid in the four languages. But me, Mamma Mia, I'm got plenty of time to go to college because, well, I'm still stupid in a night school. But I'm trying to learn. And I'm very happy that I'm got the most wonderful teacher in the world, Miss Spalding. And she is so beautiful. Mamma Mia, when she's trying to make me learn something, is a pleasure. Because even if my brain don't understand, my eyes appreciate it. Just the last night when I was coming home from school with my friends, Horowitz was saying...
He's certainly our fortunate. Some teachers would get disgusted with some of the answers we give, but not Miss Spalding.
Sure, that was true. Miss Spalding has a wonderful capacity for patience.
Yeah, and also, she's so smart and so beautiful,
sure.
Huh?
Oh, what a combination. Ooh, ah.
Fellas, listen to me. My heart is bumping like it just discovered oil. Fellas, listen. I got a terrible news. The worst news you ever heard. Miss Spalding is gonna leave us.
Miss Spalding, what? She's gonna leave us?
But why?
Are you sure?
What happened?
Sir, she told you?
No. Listen. I was getting my clothes out from the clothes closet. See, nobody could see me. Yeah. Suddenly, the principal walked in.
Oh, Mr. Roth.
Yeah. He begins whispering to Miss Spalding. She says, I'm sorry, Mr. Oz, my letter of resignation still stands.
Oh.
And he says, please reconsider, Miss Spalding. Then she whispers back something I couldn't hear.
Yeah, but... why you couldn't hear?
Because my ear only stretches 9 inches away from my head. That's where it was, and it wouldn't go no further.
Yeah, but, Mamma Mia, that's the worst news in the world.
I wonder why she's doing it.
Schultz, I blame you. You are always joking around and acting like a yak-ass.
Oh, stop you! You, Olsen, you are always acting like a yak-ass yourself.
I'm sorry, Olsen. Himmel, if I thought she was leaving on account of me, I would find the nearest swimming pool and jump into it.
What's so terrible about that?
After I let the water out?
Yeah, but Schultz, don't feel so bad. I'm sure it's not because of you, because maybe it could be because of me. Well, I'm always a stop for the class with my problems.
No, 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 Luigi. If it's anybody, it's me.
No, no, it's me, all right.
Yeah, but look, why are we arguing so much? What we got to do is go see Miss Spalding and make her change her mind. I'm going to her house first thing in the morning.
And I'll go with you, Luigi.
Well, I won't be finished with my milk out in time.
I got to be in the store.
But that's all right. Horowitz and me, we're
George,
gonna...
you see, that's what makes Miss Spalding disgusted. Horowitz and me. There should be Horowitz and I.
Oh, at a time like this, he thinks of Grabber. Anyway, you two go, Luigi and Horowitz, and talk. Talk, talk, until you convince her she's got her stay.
Yeah, that's right, Schultz. We tell her how much we need her, how the school wouldn't be the same. We're going to tell her everything.
And what if it don't work?
Then there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Bribery. We guarantee her an apple a day for the next 10 years.
Well, here's the house, Horowitz.
Uh-huh.
You talk to her, huh, Horowitz?
Well, I'll start, Luigi. Then when she tells me to mind my own business, then it's your turn to talk.
Well, all right. Oh, here. Here, this door says, manager. I'm gonna ring.
Sorry, no rooms for rent.
But we...
Try me in a couple of days. I think the girl on the first floor is moving. That is, unless she comes through with the rent.
The rent? You mean maybe Miss Spalding?
Yes. Say, who are you anyway?
Permit me to introduce ourselves. My name is Horowitz, and this here is...
Luigi Pasco. May you guess my name just by looking under my face?
No, not exactly. It's just that Miss Spalding is always talking about her night school class. Hey, where's the tall, silly-looking fellow who tells a funny joke?
you mean Schultz?
Yeah. And that quiz kid Olson. I tell you, the way she talks about you, you'd think the class was one big family.
I don't know. The way she marks the papers, we must be distant relatives.
Well, anyway, if you're here to see Miss Spalding, she's not in now.
Oh, she's not, huh? Well, where is she?
Well, right now, she's down at a professional employment agency I told her about.
Uh-huh. You see, Luigi, the whole thing is a matter of money.
You mean, Mr. Landlord, you're throwing her out of her room because she's not to get the money?
Oh, look, don't get me wrong. Miss Spalding's a fine girl, very fine. But, you know, this isn't the first time I've been delayed on my rent. And, you know... Hey, wait, where are you going? Are you mad because I'm putting her out?
No, please, don't get us wrong. But we find out the way we want to. Come on, Horowitz, so we know enough.
Schultz, did you see Luigi or Horowitz yet?
No, but I hope they get here to the class before Miss Spalding comes in.
Sure,
I'm dying to find out. Here they are. Well, fellas.
Well, it's even simpler than we thought, boys. She is resigning from teaching because she needs more money.
Yeah, and if she doesn't pay her rent as soon as she's got to move out.
They can't make her move by Yemeni. She is a teacher.
Olsen, you can be a professor, but if the landlord don't get rent money, you gotta take your PhD and move to the YMCA. What is the matter, Luigi?
Well, Schultz, I'm not feeling good. You know, Schultz, when I'm found the address, I'm thought that Miss Spalding would be living in a beautiful place. No, it was just a little apartment house. Plain, old.
Ach, Luigi, don't take it so to heart.
Shh. She's coming in now. Yeah, yeah. Maybe we can talk her out of it.
Good evening, class.
Good evening, Miss Spalding.
I'll call the roll. Mr. Vasco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Peek-a-boo. Smile, everybody. I made a joke.
All right, Mr. Schultz, now we'll get on with our lesson. I assigned you the chapter on the duties and powers of the president. Mr. Horowitz, will you tell us some of the duties of the president?
With pleasure. The president, let me see.
Well, Mr. Horowitz, do you or don't you know?
Well, I'm trying to refresh my memory.
The place to refresh it is home when you're studying. I'll just give you a zero for that. Mr. Basco?
Well, I'm sorry. Powers of the president?
Yes, go on.
Well, he... He appoints to the cabinet.
With whose consent and approval?
Huh?
When the president appoints his cabinet, whose approval must he get?
I'm afraid I'm a dunno.
All right, Mr. Basco, you may have a 02. Now, Mr. Schultz.
Just call me 0.
You stop mumbling, Mr. Schultz. You may tell us, when the president appoints his cabinet, whose approval is necessary.
The Senate. The Senate.
Mr. Schultz, tell us some more powers of the president.
Commander-in-chief. He's commander-in-chief.
Executive powers.
He's got all executive powers.
He signs the bills.
He pays all gas and electric bills.
Zero, zero. And Mr. Olson, for whispering those answers to Mr. Schultz, you may have a 02.
Miss Spaulding, you're giving Olson a 0. That's like putting a dunce cap on Einstein.
Please be quiet, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Olson, you amaze me. Why did you do that? Well?
I wanted everyone to make a good impression on you today.
Today? Why today?
Because
he's the one who you should stay in the school and not to resign.
Oh, so you know about my resignation.
Yeah, and I don't worry about that, Auntie Miss Spaulding, because we wasn't spoke to your landlord.
I see, gentlemen, don't you think you might possibly have acted a little out of turn, prying into my personal affairs?
Miss Spaulding, it was only because...
Please remember this for the future. My private life is my own. No matter how many liberties I seem to allow in my class, if I choose to resign from my teaching position, I shall resign. You may go now, class. I said class is dismissed.
We don't want to go. We want to stay here with you.
That's right.
Please, Miss Spaulding, don't resign. Everything I'm learning about America, I'm a learner from you. All the ideas that I'm got, well, you helped me to get.
He's right.
Very well, since you all intend to remain here, I'll go. Good night, gentlemen.
School will never be the same after she goes.
Sure. I wonder who can take her place.
Nobody.
I hope there isn't that crabby old Mr. Hine.
Maybe when he's a look on his salary, that's to make him a crabby.
Ach, stop. If Miss Spaulding leaves, there's only one thing left for us to do.
Well, what's that, Schultz?
Play hooky from school for the next 25 years.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's a little thought that's good to keep in mind. It's the fact that Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is really a two-way treat. It's a taste treat with lots of delicious, long-lasting flavor, and it's a chewing treat. Something good that you can chew on for as long as you want. What's more, this pleasant chewing aids digestion and helps keep your teeth bright and clean. So it's especially helpful right after a meal. Enjoy healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum often. Always have some in your home for your family to enjoy. Wrigley's Spearmint costs so little, tastes so good, lasts so long. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in it.
Well, Mamma Mia, I got a bad news for you. You know that wonderful teacher I'm always right about, Miss Spaulding? Well, it looks like she's really going to stop teaching. I'm never forget the Mamma Mia first time Mamma walked into her room. That was 2 years ago. And she said, are you Luigi Basco? Mamma Mia, the way the sweet American girls pronounce Luigi Basco, I'm felt like my name was just got as a citizenship of purpose. Then I'm remember first year. She's a teaching me so much about America. I'm going to learn about a Washington, a Lincoln, a Jefferson, a Paul Revere, and all the other great Americans. Also, she's a teacher me biggest American rule. You must never say ain't. Oh, I'm owe so much to this girl, Mamma Mia. Last Christmas, I'm going to give her a little box of handkerchiefs. Then a couple of weeks later, she's got a cold. And when she's used my handkerchiefs to sneeze in, I was the proudest fellow in Chicago. But anyway, I'm sitting here wondering what to do. When in is to come somebody, and I know he's no got the answer.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter for you?
Hello, Pasquale. What's the matter, little banana nose?
Outside is the spring, and the sun is shining. Birds is flying around like a B-29s. The air is sweeter like a perfume. And if you live another 6 weeks, June is going to be busting out the right of your little cabbage puss. What's the matter, Luigi? You sick or something?
No, no, Pasquale. Is it just that there's something is on in my head?
Oh, it's about a guile, huh, Luigi?
Yeah, but how you know?
How I know? I can read people's minds. I'm a philanthropist. You would like to do something for this little girl, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Pasquale. I'd like to do something, but what I'm gonna do to help her?
Rosa, don't ask her for much. You just marry her.
Pasquale, it was not the Rosa I'm gonna think about.
What? How you like that? Is he committed bigamy on my little girl before he even marries her?
Pasquale, I'm gonna think about the Miss Spaulding.
Luigi, that's the sneakiest thing you could do. Marrying your teacher just to get a higher marks.
No, stop, Pasquale. Isn't nothing like that. It's just, Miss Spaulding, she's going to stop coming to the school.
That's no sound right, Luigi. In America, the pupils is a play hooky, not the teacher.
Oh, Pasquale, stop. You're making fun of something that's very serious. Is it hard for Miss Spaulding to get along on her salary, so she's going to find another job?
Well, that's not a bad idea. Lots of teachers, they get a part-time job as a tutor. In the daytime, they teach, and the nighttime, they toot.
But she's not going to toot. She's going to give her resignation to the principal, and she's going to come back.
Oh, that's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
Well, Luigi, sometimes things turn out for the good.
Yeah, but...
My daughter Rosa can be your teacher. Miss Spaulding ain't the only one that knows the world is around, a 2 and 2 is a 4, and a Lincoln discovered Nebraska.
No, please, Pasquale, I'm a feeling bad.
Then why not, Luigi? My little girl, she's got a high school diploma. She can teach you arithmetic and geography and history, and all the time you can be sitting and holding the hands with her in the movies.
No, Pasquale.
No, Pasquale. Best thing for you, Luigi, would be to stop the school for good, give you tired brain a rest. You think it's healthy to take things out of books and stuff them in that little head? Someday you're going to be standing in the sun and poof, you're going to explode just like that.
Hey, Pasquale, I'm a good idea. I'm going to go right now to Board of Education and make them understand that they got to give a Miss Spaulding a raise.
Ah, now you're talking sense. Now, yeah. Look, I'm going to give you good arguments. Huh? Just tell them that with the high prices, she's not going to afford to buy chalk, so she's got to write on the blackboard with a burnt the matches.
Yeah, but if Miss Spaulding...
Shut up in your face. I ain't finished yet. Also, you tell them she can't afford the school books for the last 2 weeks she's been teaching you with the telephone books. Then you got
to... No. Goodbye, Pasquale. I'm going to the Board of Education. Miss Spaulding is got to stay my teacher.
What is this world coming to? People are fighting so they can go to school.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
This is a Board of Education building, no?
Yes, it is. Who is it you're looking for?
Tell her who's a hand out the raises to the teachers.
Raises to teachers?
Yeah, you know, More money.
Oh. Now, you must be on some committee that's trying to raise teachers' salaries.
That's right. I'm with the whole committee, and we're trying to raise it just to one a teach.
I'm afraid I can't help you very much.
All right, then, please, maybe you know who's in charge of the teachers' money.
Well, Mr. Winters is the head of our school board. He's right up the hall in room 107, but I don't think he'll see you.
Oh, is he not going to see me?
No.
Why? Has he got a bad eye, sir?
No, it's just that he's busy.
Is he busy? Well, he's not going to be so busy when he's found out that his best teachers are going to leave him.
No, please, not so loud. Maybe you could come back Monday morning.
No, Monday's no good. She's got to have the money right away because you wonder she should have been turned out and not having the money
what's
to...
What's going on?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Winters. This gentleman insists on seeing you.
About what?
But Mrs. Spalding's a race.
Miss Spalding, who is she?
Mamma mia, the boss, he don't know who's working for him.
Well, we can't stand here in the hallway. Come in, Mr.
Basco, Luigi Basco.
Now then, just what's on your mind, Mr. Basco?
It's about the Miss Spalding. She's a teacher in a United School.
And you have a complaint?
You don't pay enough for money.
What?
And if she's not got enough to pay the rent or buy what she's in need, she's going to quit the school and then, she's going to join the employment agency.
Well, this is all very interesting, Mr. Basco, but what do you expect me to do about it? I'm only head of the board.
Well, please, Mr. Head of the Board. Please, just to give a little raise, huh? Maybe $10, $15?
That's impossible, Mr. Basco. Her salary is fixed.
Salary? Fixed?
Of course. Your instructor's salary is defined in the city salary schedule for teachers on the basis of the money we have to go around.
Money, then? Well, who's to decide how much money must go around for the teachers?
The Board of Education.
Well, who's the head of the Board of Education?
I am.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to tell Miss Spalding she's got the raises starting tonight.
Please, sit down, Mr. Basco. Look, I don't decide what money is to be allotted for teaching.
No? Then who's to decide?
Well, indirectly, the people. You see, teachers' salaries come out of local taxes. If we wanted to raise their salaries, we would first have to raise taxes in order to get the money.
Well, all right, I'm awake. Go ahead, raise the taxes.
It's not that simple, Mr. Basco. We are at our tax limit right now. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Sure. I'm understanding.
Good. Now, do you have any further questions?
Yes. Do you think you can give Miss Spalding a raise?
Good day, Mr. Basco.
Hello, friends. What are you all doing outside of my store?
Pasquale told us you went to the Board of Education.
Luigi, what happened?
Well, was it no use, classmates? The board ahead says only way Miss Spalding can get the raise is if we tax the locals. It's around a schedule, a salary, all sorts of schedules, and it's impossible because the whole thing is fixed.
Oh, Luigi, are you for shimmed?
What's the difference? The answer is no.
Sure, too bad. That looks hopeless now.
Yeah, but this... No, I'm... What? It's not the hopeless. I've got another idea.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe it's crazy, but I'm going to say we should try it.
What is it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, but please don't laugh, huh? Because if it don't work out, it's off. You're going to laugh because you're going to think I'm crazy.
Now tell us, Luigi. Even if it don't work out, we can always bleed insanity.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I hope it works. The way we've been running around like beavers, I'm gebushed.
Shh. He's coming in now.
Good evening, class.
Well, hello, Mrs. Winters.
Gentlemen, since I dismissed you early last night, we have a lot of ground to make up. Oh, and incidentally, I'd like to apologize for my behavior last night. There was no way for a teacher to act.
That's not true. A teacher's only human.
She's not made from stone.
Yeah, sure, I said I'd please, Miss Spalding. Just to tell us so you change your mind about the living in school.
No, Mr. Basco. In class, I will not have any more discussion on that subject. We will open our books now, and
excuse me, Miss Spalding.
Why, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, that's her landlord.
Yeah.
Miss Spaulding, some letters came in a little while ago for you. One special delivery and the other registered, so I thought I'd better rush them to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, I'm glad to do it.
Wonder what they can be.
Himmel, read it. I can't stand as those men.
Thank you, class. I'll just take a moment.
Dear Miss Spaulding, I'm writing this letter for the whole class, so we don't want you to leave the school. Since the teacher's money has come from the taxes, it's going to take it too long till you get a raise. We want to decide to make a private tax on ourselves right now. Every week, Olsen, Horowitz, Schultz, and me, we're going to ship in $5 a piece. That's $20 altogether. And we're going to mail you the money. In the clothes, you find your first week's raise, signed.
Hans Schultz.
Nathan Horowitz.
Eric Olsen.
And Luigi Basco.
Class, you're crazy.
Crazy like this, we should always be.
I'm a Spaulding. What's the register letter?
It's from the Board of Education.
Mamma mia, they accept your letter of resignation?
Kenneth F. Winters, Board of Education. My dear Miss Spaulding, one of your students, Mr. Luigi Basco, has just come to visit.
Oh, no, I'm a man of your much trouble, Miss Spaulding.
I'll read the rest of this to myself, class.
It is not easy to take a group of foreign-born students and educate them to absorb completely our American customs, institutions, and ideals. If Mr. Basco is an example of your efforts, then the city of Chicago needs your type of teaching very badly. I, for one, hope that you will rescind your letter of resignation. As for the money situation, let us hope that citizens' groups will, in the near future, put pressure on our legislature to increase teachers' salaries. You all deserve it. Sincerely, Kenneth F. Winters.
I'm Spaulding, what did he say?
Did you accept your resignation?
Class, I don't know.
Miss Spaulding, please say you're going to accept our tax every week.
No, class, that's impossible.
Yeah, but we won't miss it, Miss Spaulding.
And maybe next year, if we like you, we're going to give you another raise.
No, class, but you're wonderful.
Miss Spaulding, I can wait another month.
And if the landlord don't, we're going to build you a tent. You can sleep in the park.
Miss Spaulding, are you going to stay?
Better get on with our work. I don't want to have a bunch of dumbbells in my class next year.
Well, Mamma mia. Miss Spaulding is a society decided to keep on teaching us, which is to make everybody very happy. Mamma mia, is it too bad the teachers are going to get more money? Because they deserve it. If I wasn't in charge, I would give every teacher bigger raise in a pay. Every summer off with the pay. And every time she's to keep a kid in after school, I'm going to pay her double for the overtime. The 11th son, Luigi Basco, Lily McGrant.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum not only tastes good, but is also good for you. For instance, chewing a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint after a meal aids digestion and helps keep the teeth bright and clean. At the same time, it freshens your taste and pops off the meal to perfection. So, after meals and between meals, enjoy chewing delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get a few packages next time you go to the store and always keep some handy. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Norman McDonald. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Dermot. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Russell. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.